breakfast. What do you usually accidentally take from a hotel room?
There's only two things that I mistakenly have taken. Yeah. The toilet paper, the new roll that I put at the back.
Yes, no. That's careful. Yes, obviously.
And the other one was the fridge. The whole fridge, because they said that I would have to pay if I took anything out of it.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. only on East Coast Radio.
Our good friend, very trustworthy person, lovely person. In fact, Carmen Reddy, she brought us some gifts back from her night stay at the Oyster Box.
I did.
Gifts, eh?
Yes, because, and she heard that we missed her on the Monday.
Yes, we did.
It turns out from the comments we were a little bit whiny. You and I, Sky?
Yeah.
So, apologies for that. But then we were very, very excited the next day. We got a whole bunch of gifts. And then, but I think the gifts were a little bit excessive. Like, take Lydia and I do, Marilia, her comment from Facebook. She said, Carmen, people normally steal the batteries. You stole the entire remote control. So much pressure you've put on the housekeeping team now when they have to take stock in that room.
No, it's crazy because Carmen, now imagine the next guest, they phone down, say sorry,
no, obviously.
I don't have a remote, and then the guy's like, no, it's there, it's by the side table, no, it's there.
Because when they clean for the next room, they'll check that it's there, and they'll see that it's not there before the next guest gets there, and then replace it. But I honestly took whatever I could that wasn't like borderline. Kind of illegal.
Yeah.
What?
Accidentally. Like, I had to, whatever could fit in my bag, I kind of put it in for you guys.
We're still.
And at least I didn't take, like, towels and stuff.
Yeah. I would have liked.
You took a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, but I didn't take, like, the nice gown, the slippers, the sheets.
The carpet by the front
door. The coffee machine, the pot. I left the coffee pots.
You brought the plunger.
That's different.
Yeah.
They've got lots of those, yeah.
Yeah.
How?
Whatever fits. Some people accidentally just think things are in their bags.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I can't do that, guys. I feel so bad. Mm-hmm. I usually leave stuff at the hotel. Like,
yeah,
the last time I was out, I lost a belt.
Yeah.
I leave, so it's like
you
a thing.
Lose a belt.
I would rather leave half my stuff than take anything.
Actually, that's true. He leaves my stuff. He's left my belt there.
Yes.
Yeah.
We both don't have a belt.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his big multi plug also that gets left
behind. Yes, the multi plug.
You're the worst.
So I've taken a towel before by mistake.
Yeah.
I've washed the towel and I've Ubered it back to the hotel.
Sweet. You mustn't take the towels, guys. That's rude.
No, obviously, no one takes it on purpose. I mean, you accidentally took the remote.
Yes,
no.
Purposefully take the fire extinguisher.
That's the question I'd like to ask. Because, you know, we've all stayed at a hotel, a guest house, a B&B once or twice, you know, out of necessity, business trips, etc. And like you're normally in a rush when you pack. And you accidentally sometimes, you know, pack the wrong stuff. I want to ask the question. We have Fagile on
the line. I left the kettle also.
You left the kettle, hey?
Yeah.
Hey, Fagile, what did you accidentally take from a hotel room?
Well, I actually laughed when Carmen took the remote because those things I do take by mistake. I have children. No, guys, I have kids. I can explain.
Yeah.
I have kids. You know the little cups also with the teaspoons and stuff? I'm always telling them not to touch the stuff because they're going to break it.
Yeah.
So then I end up putting it somewhere and it's usually my handbag.
Yeah.
So then I get home, I've got the teaspoon. I've got a teaspoon that I don't know about. I've got those small coffee cups or the remotes. It was the worst thing I've ever done. But I laughed when Carmen did it because that was just hilarious.
I'm glad I could make you feel better. But you're completely absolved because you were just being a mom and saving things.
Yeah,
and it's in your bag. That's absolutely accidental.
We totally understand that.
I understand.
Yeah. So, Figula, like, when we come to your house, we're having tea. One tea is from Oyster Box. The other is from Holiday Inn.
I'm telling you, I'm not even going to lie. You just have to look at the bottom and the stamps there. And you're going to go, wait.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Fagile. Okay, come, guys. Let's put Carmen out of her misery here. What have you, come on, tell the truth. What did you accidentally take from the hotel room? Let us know. 061-792-9495.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen.
What I take without fail, I take the tea bags, you know, the sachets, the tea bags, the sugar sachets, and the coffee sachets. I take it and I use it in the office.
Yes.
And I take the soaps and the shampoos.
Yes.
You know, those small body lotions that they put there? I take it. I know at some point in time I will need it. So that I take without fail. Or the other thing that I take is the tissue. You know, they put the tissue for you. And then I use it when I leave, I take it with me.
Okay. Yeah.
I do that without fail.
I think that's fine because there's certain things that are built into your room that you can and can't take.
I always thought the tissue. I always wonder how they got the tissue inside that wooden box.
Oh, because then you have to pull them out individually.
Yeah, do you take the tissues out one by one?
Put them in your bag.
Oh, do you would take the wooden box.
I don't know
Carmen
about that.
Would take the wooden box.
I don't know about that.
So Facebook Dean Mistra says, everything I clean out.
Wow.
It's called the Common School of Hotels.
I wouldn't have used my surname on that post, Dean.
Janet Naidu says, I plead the Fifth Amendment.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Janet. It won't help you in a South African court, but we know what you're saying, Janet. Wink, wink. Nudge.
Well, let's say good morning to Leon from Hillcrest. Good morning, Leon.
How's it, Leon?
Hey, morning, Carmen. Good morning, team. How are you guys doing?
Oh, shut up, bro.
So, Leon, what do you accidentally take from the hotel room?
Well, you know what? Okay, firstly, I'm guilty. secondly, so this is a story that happened to me some time back. Went to a prominent hotel, not mentioning any names.
Mm-mm.
And then on the way checking out... got through the doors and they've got these little, which we didn't know, was these sensors. And then we just hear the beeping alarm
playing off.
And so we just stood there scratching our hair, like maybe it's like walking out with like beef jerky or something accidentally out. No, and they opened the bags, went through everything, like, oh, there's one towel, there's two towels, there's three. I think, how did that get in there?
You know?
No, you took three towels.
Hang on a second. Which hotel? The microchips.
No, don't say.
They microchip their towels.
Very clever. Very clever, guys.
Oh my word! That's probably the same hotel that uses that chemical in the pool. That where you have to.
It turns purple.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
It's those people. Oh well, thank you very much, Leon.
Leon.
But you still won't believe, guys. I have to. I'm going to try and get this auntie on the line. You won't believe what this auntie.
It's worse than the towels.
It's worse than the towels. You won't believe it. What she took from the hotels. Don't go anywhere. We're going to phone auntie and find out. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Darren, Sky and Carmen, East Coast Radio.
Strangely enough, you guys talking about this past weekend, went away.
Yeah.
And my daughter, when I checked her bag on the way back, or when we're about to leave, she had packed everything.
Oh.
From shampoos to the coffee to milk. Absolutely everything. Yeah, and she's 9 years old.
I love her.
Hey, those ever fresh milk pods are the bomb.
Yeah, because you can't find them anywhere else.
You can't buy them in the shops. Yes. We've tried,
Understandable. See, I get that. It's not a remote.
No, I get that. So I saw a message.
Whatever.
God, I saw a message on our WhatsApp group. I can't believe this. So we've actually, the producer's giving me a thumbs up. We've actually been able to get a hold of this person, Auntie Natasha. And I believe we have her on the line. Good morning, Auntie Natasha.
Hello, how are you?
We are well, Auntie. Thank you so much for taking our call this morning. Auntie, can you tell us what you usually accidentally take from a hotel room when you get to stay?
Yeah, there's only two things that I mistakenly had taken, to be honest.
Yeah. What's that, Auntie?
The one was the toilet paper, the new roll that is just at the back.
Yes. No.
Okay, you have to get the new roll. That's clever. Yes, obviously.
Yes, for emergency. Yeah. And the other one was this is, you know, just really a big mistake. It was the fridge.
You said
the fridge!
The fridge!
The whole fridge, because they said that I would have to pay if I took anything out of it. very expensive. It was very expensive, so I took everything with the fridge because then they can't count what I've taken out of the fridge.
That's brilliant.
That is
guys. That is brilliant.
That's my new vibe.
That is quite
taking
genius.
The whole fridge.
No, Carmen. We are friends. Sorry, we don't want to be called in and not to give statements.
That's okay. Genius, Auntie. I'm not going to encourage other people to do that behavior, but I can't fault you on your thinking there. Your
that's
thinking
amazing. Yeah,
is amazing.
And they don't know what you ate and drank from the minibar.
That is genius, Auntie.
Auntie.
Yes.
Thank you, Auntie. Sorry, I'm sorry to disturb you. Guys, there's a problem here.
What's wrong?
There's a bit of a problem, guys.
What's the problem?
No, Auntie, bye. Family matters, Auntie. Sorry.
What's
guys, up? Guys, Roberto is at reception.
Who's Roberto?
He's the GM of Oyster
no,
Box.
No, don't lie.
What?
He's the GM.
No, do you guys have all this stuff like
that? How do you know he's at reception?
No, guys, where's the fire extinguisher?
Just message me, our producer.
He just said
no,
Roberto.
Roberto's at reception. I don't know.
The GM from
Oyster Box.
Oh, snap.
Do you have the stuff, guys?
What do you mean this can't be for us?
I took it home.
You stole half of his hotel.
East Coast Breakfast.
So joining us right now is somebody who obviously listens to East Coast Radio all the way down there in the Lani Oyster Box. Is the general manager of the Oyster Box. Welcome, Roberto.
Thank you very much, Darren and Carmen. Lovely to be here. Thank you.
I'm very scared and nervous, but I'm okay.
How are you, sir?
Carmen, first of all, it was wonderful hosting you and the ladies at the Oyster Box. It was really amazing. Thank you very much for all your contributions. Lovely listening to East Coast Radio.
Thank you, Roberto.
And however, you are not in trouble.
I have been listening.
An amazing show, and I was a little bit surprised. Mm. So I thought, well, let me just pop in here instead of going to work this morning.
Okay.
Just to fetch the couple of things that you accidentally.
Okay.
Obviously, you were in a rush when you checked out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
No, that happens. That happens. Yeah. We in the hotel business. We're very diplomatic.
Thank you.
As you can see. But if you don't mind, returning the fire extinguisher, because that is a bit unusual.
The coffee plunger?
Actually. We have a lot of things available in our Oyster Box beautiful boutique, which if anybody wants to take certain things, they are welcome to pop into that boutique.
Yes.
There's a lot of choices there, beautiful towels and
you can get
absolutely
Darren,
everything.
You can buy them.
So yeah. I thought I was on the way to work and I was listening to this and I was listening. And I thought, my goodness, hang on a second, maybe this is just a mistake.
Yeah. No, it obviously is.
So here's the extinguisher.
Yeah, just bring it back.
Here's one of the remotes as well.
Is that your remote?
Hang on. No, this is not my remote, Carmen. Where did you get this from? Sorry, Carmen.
This is not from the other place we stayed at the last time.
Oh,
guys.
Goodness.
Josini! Is this from Josini?
You know what? I'm going to give this back to you because this is not our
time. Next time you go up north.
Yes. Okay, I'll put it up.
So just quickly.
Yes, Guy.
Carmen has been saying this line of, it's part of the price you pay to stay at a hotel to take something. So please, can you qualify that and also tell us what are the things that you are allowed to take?
Okay. It's a very good question.
So, Sky, it's a good question. Mm. Oyster Box does offer a huge value for money in terms of when you stay with us amongst all the spoils that we give you. But, it doesn't include taking fire extinguishers, obviously.
but
you're welcome to take, the coffee pods if you've got an espresso machine or the soap bar, the vanity kits, shower caps, those type of smaller items.
Okay.
The shampoo is kind of hard. You have your shampoos in a wall mounting.
There's a reason for that.
into an empty water bottle.
You can.
Into water bottle.
I want to know, what's the most common thing that people take?
Well, the most common thing that people do take are, for example, the coffee pods.
Okay.
If they do have an espresso machine, because otherwise it doesn't
fit. Otherwise it's useless.
Any other machine. And then from time to time, the pool towels and our towels, which is not really nice. But it's quite common.
Those red and white.
Those tend to disappear.
But I take it you have a contingency for that, because people, that's the one thing, bro. You you want. That I've been at the Oyster Box, the towel.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you take a towel, Colin?
No, I didn't.
See, he goes, this one.
Take the fire extinguisher, not the towel. All right.
Oh, well, I don't think they'd notice the fire extinguisher, guys. In all honesty,
but we've had lots of odd things.
What's the biggest thing? Yeah,
Like a TV.
A TV.
No.
TV. That's a house.
Take a TV back, really, Auntie.
Yeah. So your bag obviously wasn't that big.
No.
But we had a case where the guest was checking out and having breakfast, and then housekeeping came and reported the TV's not there. So, how did we handle it? Well, that's confidential.
That's obviously confidential.
But we got it back. We got it back before they left.
Crazy.
You have a little red
box. Yes, so this was just, I brought something along just to remind you of the Oyster Box boutique where we've got some incredible gifts available.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Just to remind you, for example, we've got, when you walk into the Oyster Box, you've got that lemongrass scent.
Yes, shotgun, guys.
Which is unique to the Oyster Box.
Word.
And here it is for you to spray in this room so you can think of us.
The lemongrass scent spray.
Yeah, it's
Oyster
special.
Box.
But my word.
Carmen, you've already smelled that weed and you stayed there.
We've got a diffuser.
And this is for your linen.
I'll take this.
On my bed at home. It smells like 1653 Egyptian cotton.
We want you to miss us, okay, at the Oyster Box.
Oh, I do already.
Yeah. And then we brought you, just to remind you, this is especially Skabenga.
Skabenga the cat.
Darren, you can take this.
Skabenga Coast.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming alone and not bringing any security with you.
Thank you.
Here's your fire extinguisher.
Security is outside. But thank you for the fire extinguisher. I really appreciate it. And guys, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Radio.